Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Feels like work. Shooting the shit for 2 hours, drinking beer and talking beer. What a wonderful experience.
Can we not have the barf bucket near my mixing board?
I think everybody can read the book.
I knew you were going to use this book as an excuse to quit doing this show.
Mrs. Bub, if you want, I can mail you the Bub Timer.
Yeah, Newcastle. Especially in the can. Have you ever had it in the can? No, I have not had it in the can.
Notice I closed my eyes and I concentrated really hard.
Now, live from the Brewing Network Studios in Northern California, this is the radio program for home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, and beer geeks. It's your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers together with, well, expert drinkers. This is the radio program with a head on it. This is The Session.
Yeah, and it's The Session live from the 2009 Club Night at NHC in Oakland, everybody.
You bet your bung it is.
Wow, I would bet my bung. I'd love to do that. Welcome, everybody, at 2009 NHC at the Oakland Convention Center. And I don't know, it sounds like nobody's here. Is anybody at Club Night 2009? Yeah. Some people. It looks like there's a lot of people here, but it's mellow so far.
It is mellow. I don't know what maybe no one's pouring some high octane fuel. You know what I mean?
I think what it is that usually when we do this broadcast, we start later on in the night because club night.
Oh, yeah.
It gets kind of crazy quick. It sneaks up on you a lot like JP in the dorm room.
That's true. I didn't think you'd tell that story. We're not live, are we?
We're absolutely not.
This
live.
This is a warm up.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, good.
Not live at all.
Thank you.
But we are at club night, and what a great place to be. I love this part of our job, JP, and by job I mean you're a volunteer and I get paid.
That's true. Well, I love that part.
That I get paid.
Yeah, it's fine for you.
Yeah. But you are working tonight too with the More Beer crew.
I am, but you know what? But I get paid over there, and over here I get to bitch more because I don't get paid.
Because you don't get paid.
And it keeps me in complaining mode a lot, which I like.
Well, it's a favorite part of my job. It's our, I want to say it's our fourth club night. I think it's our fourth year. Can we count? I was at Florida was the first year. Oh, it's Florida, Denver, Cincinnati, and now Oaktown.
Yay!
Yeah, 4 years of club nights.
Brought to you by the number 4. Everybody.
Yes, and it was also our fourth anniversary this year. And so I've seen my fair share of club nights, none compared to, say, Charlie Papazian, who's done a lot more club nights than we have.
I think he's done like 89, I think is his count.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Man, he did start early, didn't he? But they're always fun. I love to be here. I did my annual walk around. I don't try everybody's beer because that would make just a mess of a show. But I walk around and I see what everybody's doing so that we can bring Club Night home to the people who couldn't make it to the National Homebrewers Conference. And that's really why we do this show every year. It's fun to do it with you all here and have a good time. But mostly we do it because I'm sure some of you know what it's like to want to go to the conference, but you just can't make it this particular year. And so we try our best to bring it home to everybody. everybody.
Exactly. I mean, this is the culmination of the conference, I think.
Yeah.
You know, forget the awards. Who cares about awards, right? Oh, there is nobody here.
Huh? Crickets. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely right. But besides the awards banquet and showing off some medals, Club Night's where it's at, man. It's all homebrew for 4 hours.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. Now, in going around to all the clubs, I try to see who's got the best theme going on and who did the most decoration. And I got to say, it wasn't a club this year. And I'm not saying this because they're a sponsor, but how awesome is the More Beer Tiki Hut Lounge?
Like, it's right, pretty good, right?
Yeah, right when I... It's pretty great, right, guys? Right when I walked in to set up, we had to get in here early so we could set all this up. The Tiki Lounge was already up. It made me... I just sat down. I just went over there and had a beer, relaxed under the straw. It makes you feel like doing nothing, which makes it perfect for club night.
Yeah, it makes you forget your troubles, man. No problem, man.
You guys should call it the Xanax Lounge. It just makes you want to, you know.
If that was my office, I'd be set.
You'd be a much better person to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But it looks like a lot of fun over there. So even though it's not a club, what a great setup you have going on.
Cool. Thanks, man. Yeah.
I did go around to a few of the clubs, though, and I tried some beer. I want to mention some of them just to get some names out there of the people who have been around. Hayes was the first one I went to, and the Hayes Club's got this whole fishing theme going on.
Oh, really? See, I haven't been around yet, so this is good for me to hear.
Yeah, well, they've got like a fishing shack set up.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a long week, hasn't it? Charlie Papazian hopefully can sympathize with me and how day four of this stuff starts to feel.
I don't know. I think you need when you're dealing with Charlie and working one of these fests, I think you need a bigger excuse than, it's been a long week, you know, for messing up.
Yeah.
I don't think Charlie will take that as a reason.
Charlie's thinking, well, it's been a long life.
Yeah, and I'm still talking straight.
Yeah. Well, Hayes Club, and they had a bunch of meads over there. I tried a great blackberry mead and a mango mead, which I've never had before.
Yeah,
and
good.
I thought that was pretty impressive. And then, of course, the El Camino is pouring right next to that, which is an El Camino with the tap handles off the back of it.
Yeah.
And you just want to drive that car around for the rest of your life when you see it. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you sit next to us again.
Yeah, it's great to be here again. Once, at least once a year.
Yeah, I tracked down Charlie.
at least once, not more.
And not more than that. I said, "Can you please do your annual sit down and put up with me and JP for a few minutes while we talk about the conference?"
And he said, "Who are you again?"
Charlie, how's your conference been going?
Well, you guys have more beer in your glasses than I do.
I can remedy that. Hey, Bevo, would you please get our friend Charlie a beer when you're done taking photo ops and signing autographs and hopefully not flashing anybody?
She's not even paying attention.
Yeah. We'll get you some beer. Charlie needs a beer, Bevo. Give him something nice. We're pouring a lot of beer right here behind us, Charlie. We did it right this year. Usually we're kind of apart from all the clubs, but since it's our home court advantage, we're in this area, we thought, well, we'll pour a bunch of beer so that when Charlie asks for one, we can actually perform this time.
So did you actually brew?
I did. You don't want to try my beer, though, Charlie.
Is that what all these people are lying on the floor about?
Right? Yeah. Will you try it? Would you try my beer? I'll tell you this. Let me give you a private.
Say please.
Would you please try my beer, Charlie?
No.
All right. You have to pour in mine.
Yes.
Did you? Okay. I'm not even going to give you. See, now you got lots. All right, this one's mine.
Oh.
And that one's good.
So yeah. This is a black beer. Do you call it your Pilsner?
Yes. That's about how good. You do listen to the show, don't you, Charlie? I knew it. I knew you do.
Chad, get the stomach pump prep, please.
All right, that's my Blonde Ale. And it's the first beer I've brewed in a year.
Charlie, you're sweating a little bit. You all right?
He's so nervous.
I am.
I'll tell you about it after. I'll tell you how I brewed it after you drink.
What do I do? This microphone is between the beer and me.
That's no excuse.
Drink the microphone.
I think it's a fair. I think it's
talking to the beer.
Yeah. It's a fairly good excuse not to drink your beer.
He's gonna spit it out on me.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to be honest. I'm not one of those homebrewers that you have to say, "Oh, it was great." You can tell me.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't have to encourage you to brew again because you probably won't anyway.
Well, it tastes like a hot weather honey blonde beer or something.
Yeah? Yeah, not a drop of honey in it.
No.
It's probably the infection or something. It does have that kind of sweet thing going on. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's It's not like John Palmer's West Coast Amber here, that's for sure. It's yeah. really hoppy, and then you got the other side of the...
Is it at the very least drinkable, Charlie?
Well, I'm going for another sip.
He's
going
to have another sip.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Is that a success?
For me, that's a success.
Yeah. Yes. So what's that one there?
That one, it looks to me like it might be Mike McDowell's Tasty's American Pale Ale. But I can't be sure. It's just what it looks like.
Wow.
I'm not sure which one they poured you. Do you know Tasty? Have you met him yet, Charlie?
No, I haven't.
He was our cellar master this year, and he's been doing a great job. But the guy also brews some pretty amazing beer. He was the long shot competition winner a year ago.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you think of that one?
Oh.
There he is right there.
There he is. Here's Tasty.
That's the guy. That's him.
Charlie's tasting your beer.
Amarillo, Columbus, Simcoe.
It's your APA, I think. Oh, it's his Pliny Light.
Oh. Okay.
He's saying Chinook and Simcoe and Warrior for you folks at home. Yeah, thank you. It's not fair, Tasty. He's trying your beer after mine. Anything's going to taste great. That's not fair at all.
I'll gargle with yours and drink it.
That's perfect.
I like how big of a celebrity Tasty is. He got spontaneous applause.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Everybody knows who that guy is.
We're going to talk to Tasty a little later because the guy's been working hard at cellaring the whole time. All the beer for the competition, Pro Night, the homebrew that's here today, it all got dropped off into the fridge, and Tasty's the one who made it happen to get out here.
For the
with a whole crew of helpers, but he's
there
the master.
Oh, yeah!
So he's done a great job. All right, I mean this. I honestly never thought I'd be sitting next to Charlie with him drinking one of my beers. Mostly because I don't brew very often.
Hey, but I haven't swallowed.
He's developed pouches in his cheeks to hold all the bad beer.
You're like
and he goes
Bill
to the
Clinton.
Bathroom.
I didn't inhale. I just tried it. All right, so the rumors are true. Well, everyone lined up in the beginning to try our, they wanted to try our Brewcaster beers. We do have a lot of good brewers who work with us. And a lot of them were brave enough to try my beer. And they all pretty much said, yeah, you're right, Justin. You don't brew that great. So I say, hey, it's living proof that we don't really embellish things on this program. We try to keep it honest.
That's very true.
Yeah. All right. More importantly, Charlie, I ask you this every year. What year a conference is this for you?
Number 31.
31.
Wow.
31 years.
Man, that's so great.
And the enthusiasm is just as high as the first one, but it just seems to get better and better.
Yeah. They do seem to get better. It's only my fourth, but I agree with you that they seem to get better and better. They certainly get bigger and bigger. It was a record attendance last year, and then record attendance again this year. We broke that by a couple of hundred, about 250, I think told me.
Wow. Yep, and we're headed to Minneapolis next year.
That's our next destination?
That's right.
Wow. How does that get chosen? How, in case the city is listening out there and they want this conference to come to their hometown?
It's just like why we came here. It's the core group of organizers and the enthusiasm that's in the Bay Area. That's why we're here, because there's a lot of cool homebrew clubs and a lot of people that were willing to
make it
bust
happen.
Their barrels to be here and help out and organize.
Bust their bungs.
It is a lot of work to put something like this together. Well, it's 3 days of lectures and talks and panels, and then, of course, events. Pro Night was last night. Our own producer, Chad, was the one who set up all the beers that were here last night, and I know he was working hard because he didn't do shit for me the whole time.
Do we have an official number as far as how many gallons or kegs or of beer that are flowing in Oakland this last few days?
I haven't gotten that official number yet. I didn't track down Gary before the show.
Somebody knows.
I think it's more than ever, though. There was something like 48 craft brewers pouring multiple beers each here last night. And then, of course, I think there's something, they told me about 35 clubs here tonight, all pouring multiple beers. There's got to be a lot of gallons.
Is that what you call that boatload of beer over there? Multiple?
Multiple.
I think there must be another word for that. Yeah.
Boatload is probably more accurate. You're right. it's a lot.
That's got to be a good feeling, though, Charlie, to see all that homebrew. Just a 40-foot container just full of homebrew.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty cool to see.
It is. And I gotta admit, the quality is a hell of a lot better than it used to be.
Is it really?
I mean, we had made good beer. We were making, as homebrewers, we were making good beer, and we were pretty happy with it. But where we've come from and where we're going is, you know, we've gone through a time warp somehow, or a beer warp, brew warp, and here we are drinking these amazing beers.
Yeah.
I think education has gotten a lot better, information a lot more available. I mean, you probably had to do a lot more digging and trial and error to troubleshoot your beer than we do now. Now we do a search online. There's a lot more books.
Well, I haven't judged a homebrew competition here in a number of years, but I remember the early days. We were doing a lot more evaluation, critical evaluation, constructive critical evaluation in those days than we did when I imagine the judges have to do these days.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-oh, someone dropped a glass.
Broken glasses.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was something I said.
No, yeah, they're all... Yeah. Charlie, you could probably say anything. These people will cheer for you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I eat tin cans for breakfast.
Yeah, Charlie! Now, Charlie, do you get to judge anymore? Do you sit in on any? You do?
Yeah, I do. I judge every now and then. I judged last year at the Kona Beer Fest, the homebrew competition. It's right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep my... usually judge in the World Beer Cup, the Great American Beer Festival. And
okay.
Every once in a while.
I get to do it still.
I keep sharp.
All right. See, I
and
like
I'm
that.
I'm judging your beer.
And you've judged mine.
Good thing you gave me a score sheet, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, pass or fail is fine by me, Charlie. That's all I would allow you to do. Yeah. My ego can't take it. I think pass was good enough. It's like a C-minus, just like college.
Yeah, you're fine.
You mean pass as I'll take a pass?
Or? Yeah. As in, I don't want any more. Yeah. I'm full of your beer.
I could have him give you another one, Charlie. You want more?
Oh, no. That's
Are you
okay.
sure? I don't mind.
I'll drink this one. Okay. We'll put it to bed.
All right, yeah, well, just ask. Yeah.
We can put the keg in your hotel room if you want. You know,
yeah.
Rise and shine with Justin's beer. Be
Justin,
good.
That's the best beer I ever had in my life.
Yeah!
Up until now.
Until the next one.
You know what's great about radio, Charlie, is I'm just going to edit that one little sound bite and play it eternally from now until I retire. Charlie said it once.
It's going to be on a loop 24 hours a day. That's the Brewing Network programming from now till whenever.
I take things out of context.
You're on a beer show. You don't have bites. You have sips.
It's true. And occasionally chugs just to get through. Yeah. All right, Charlie. Well, anything you want to say to the folks here? I know you're always pretty appreciative.
I'll go. If you want me to go, I'll go.
Just hang out.
Keep bashing my beer. I'd love for you to stay. I just always feel like you got so much to do. You ever see Charlie walk across the room? He moves about four steps at a time. Everyone wants to say hi, shake his hand. Yeah. But I don't blame him. Yeah.
Yep. I got more beers to try here.
I have to admit something. I was sitting next to somebody at the keynote today, a certain lady friend, Charlie.
Oh.
She's never been to a thing like this. And you were speaking. It was this morning, just before Ken.
Ken, yeah. Okay.
And she said, "Who is that?" And I said, "Shh, please, for one, don't ever say that again in the company of my friends.
If you have to, write it down and pass it to me in a note."
Yes, then
nobody needs to hear that.
Please text it to me next time you have a question like that. Then, secondly, that's the godfather of homebrewing.
Yeah.
That's Charlie Papazian. And then she thought you were sexy once I said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were in a band. Got you right on stage.
Yeah. You put Godfather in front of anything, and you become sexy. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, you're the godfather of awful beer, I think.
I'll send you a horse.
Yeah.
Is that good?
If it's sexy, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for having me on the... on the show.
Hey,
in the show.
I always enjoy it. You know, when we're at home, we only get you on the telephone, so it's a lot of fun to sit next to you and do this. And
and feed you awful beer.
Well, I encourage you to try some of our other beers. And note the empty glass of my Pacheco Blonde.
Well, you know, Charlie's a professional.
Yeah.
You think he's going to let a beer...
JP, stop it. He liked it. He enjoyed it, and he finished it. Let me have the moment.
Let me
just have that.
I can feel the burp coming back. I'll be able to enjoy it again.
Yeah, you will. Oh, and it tastes better then, too, Charlie. I guarantee. Well, if you're ever in lovely Pacheco, they do refinery tours up there. That's where our studio is. You come on by, Charlie, because I do like it when you get to sit on the show with us.
All right. Well, to all of you and all of us, relax, don't worry, and keep on having a homebrew.
All right. Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. Yeah. All right, let me have a drink. Okay, the great Charlie Papazian sitting in with us. What an honor. It blows me away when he comes and jokes around with us and puts up with JP.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't?
No.
All right. I got to do this.
Oh, another glass just went down.
I told you, it starts out mellow, and people get loopy, slippery hands.
Oh, man.
Some club's handing out Vaseline instead of beer. That's the slippery
hand. Where's that club? I want to go.
Yeah, that's JP's club.
I want to go to that club.
All right, how about a real quick break? I got a lot of things lined up for you. I'm going to talk about some of the clubs so we can bring them home to you. Right. I had a beer called Vagina. That's your teaser. That's right. I went over there. It's on the chalkboard. I'll tell you all about it. You can go up, and you can order yourself a glass of Vagina.
You know, I always that's get teased great. By the word Vagina.
Teased by it?
Yeah.
I see. Wave it in front of your face and never... All right. Never mind. Only at the National Homebrew Conference can you order a glass of Vagina. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters. On the Brewing Network.
Attention BN listeners, for the third year the Brewing Network wants you to support the SoCal Regional Homebrew Championship. In its 22nd year, this is a chance for fame and glory the likes of which you've never seen. And BNers, go straight to the Beer Events Forum for a discount coupon on your entry fee. Deadline for entries is good noon on July 11th, judging on the 25th at Main Street Brewery in Corona. Drop off your bottles at More Beer in Riverside or Concord, Culver City Homebrew Supply, Home Wine Beer and Cheesemaking Shop, O'Shea's in Laguna Niguel, or Murrieta Homebrew Emporium. For all the details, visit hopheads.com. The 22nd Annual SoCal Regional Homebrew Championship. The competition after NHC that totally kicks ass.
White Labs, your source for maltose mowing monsters, announces the White Labs Platinum lineup for 2009. Looking for out-of-the-ordinary yeast to make the best beer possible? The Platinum strains from White Labs are only available for a limited time and make your homebrew stand out. Through February, find Australian Ale, Essex Ale, and Dusseldorf Alt Yeast. March and April, it's Nottingham Ale, Abbey 4, and Mexican Lager Yeast. And May through June, don't miss Premium Bitter Ale, Belgian Wit 2, and Belgian Bastogne Ale Yeast. Keep up with all the great yeasts in the White Labs Platinum Program at whitelabs.com, where you can also join the White Labs Customer Club. Brew with the freshest and most unique yeast with the White Labs 2009 Platinum Strains. White Labs. It's all in the vial.
Nico, listen, our lawyers said that we had to do this for 1 hour, and after this, we don't have to talk to each other for 3 more months until the next meeting.
Kids, come on, let's get out of here.
I'm supposed to have more lines. I'm the professional. Hey, it's Sully.
And I'm Nico.
And we opened the 21st Amendment 9 years ago at 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just 2 blocks from Giants Park, to make great beer and have a great time doing
that's
it.
That's right, because to us, the 21st Amendment is more than just the right to make beer. It's the right to experiment, to be innovative, and just do things differently. And so now, we're putting our craft beer in cans.
That's right, cans. You can find our world-famous Heller High Watermelon Wheat Beer and Brew Free or Die IPA throughout California and Alaska.
And now it's also available on draft at select accounts in the Bay Area.
So next time you're at your local neighborhood pub or good beer store, be sure to ask for 21st Amendment in cans.
Because everyone likes it in a can.
Tasty crack cans.
Tasty crack can.
Organic ingredients. Fresh, clean, good for you, good for the planet. And Seven Bridges has the best selection in the world. Everything is a click away at breworganic.com. Join the mailing list for special deals and regular updates about new products and specials. They have been brewing organic and serving organic brewers for almost 12 years. They can help you brew great organic beer. Check out their huge 11th annual summer sale. Everything organic is on sale until July 15th. Save 10 to 50% on all organic malts, hops, adjuncts, spices, and green coffee for home roasting. Shop early for the best selection and best deals. Seven Bridges is the host and promoter of the National Organic Brewing Challenge, the only BJCP-sanctioned nationwide brewing competition just for organic beers. Take the challenge this fall for a chance to win great prizes, including a hands-on brewing experience at an organic brewery. Seven Bridges. Visit today at breworganic.com.
The Brewing Network, saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Wow, I peaked.
You did peak.
Yeah, all right, I'm done then. I'll see you later.
JP peaked. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's the session live from Club Night at the 2009 NHC in Oakland. And what a great night we're having. You know.
I'm just making fun of you left and right. I should stop.
How can you not?
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
You look beat, man.
I'm running on empty.
Running on.
I'm really.
Running on empty.
I made it was a mistake slash success of having our anniversary party the Wednesday night before the conference.
You're rethinking that?
Well, it turned out it was such a huge success. It was such a rager. Yeah. I will admit this. I'm pretty modest about how things go. You know, I feel that a lot of luck has gone on around here. But one thing that I know we do well is throw a party. We throw parties well. That's just something I've done well since I was 11. I had a water balloon party then.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, Band-Aids. For everybody, things like that. I've always been good at throwing a bash.
You're a giver.
And putting that party on before NHC was a great move because of how many people showed up, and a stupid move because I really run it on empty, man. I mean, the conference alone will tire you out.
Oh, for sure, man.
So, I'm hanging in there, a couple more beers. And maybe this wonderful beer sitting next to me now is, it's not a beer, actually, it's a mead. The legend, the man himself, Mr. Byron Birch is sitting next to me right now on the show. And now, Byron, in the couple of years I've been coming to these conferences, I've heard your name an awful lot on that award ceremony.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens is you get to be considered an expert if you live long enough so that nobody can argue with you.
Yeah. You know,
because you're the only one that remembers all the things that happened. So I show up at these things and I look around, and as long as I don't see Fred Eckhart showing up, you know, I figure I've got it made for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you're the guy.
So if now I'm worried if Fred Eckhart doesn't show up, I'm feeling like Byron took him out or something. Maybe hit him in the kneecap.
Well, actually, I also qualify the second way, which is you have to be from at least 50 miles away to be an expert.
You do.
Yeah.
I see.
Santa Rosa's about 55, I think, from here.
So. Perfect.
So you're overachieving.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Now, how many of these conferences have you been able to come to, Byron?
Well, that's a good question. Probably 10 or a dozen, I would think, at least over the years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to the early 80s.
All right. Fantastic. So you've seen a few of these things.
Yeah, a few of them.
How are you liking this one? How is Oakland comparing?
This is great. This is actually the second go-around in Oakland. We were here in 1990 as well.
Okay.
And that was a good one for us because our homebrew club was winning its fifth or sixth championship in a row back then.
Okay.
Some other clubs have taken up and are competing for that honor these days. But that was a real good conference for us.
All right. Oh, it's kind of cool that it's come back. I hope I get to. I hope I'm around enough that it. I won't be. I'm pretty hard on my liver, but I hope that I get to do that. It's back in Oakland again, you know. Or maybe by then Pacheco will have a convention center and.
Well, they have a homeless convention center, which is third in Chilpancingo.
We could do it there.
So.
Byron, so you're sort of from the Bay. If you're in Santa Rosa, did you know that Pacheco exists?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Byron knows it
and
exists.
And if Byron knows, that's solidified.
It's a real place.
So then you're an idiot if you don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Now, Byron, why mead? Why are you such a mead aficionado?
Well, I've been lucky enough to win three national championships here at the NHC over the years. And that goes a long way to establishing your reputation, I guess.
That's true.
I actually sort of almost stumbled into it by accident. I was out at a local fruit stand, and they had jars of honey, and it was just this magnificent colored, brilliantly clear honey. And
okay.
I said, I have to buy one of those jars of honey and taste it. And I did, and I fell in love with it, and I said, I bet that would make a wonderful mead. I think I'll try making mead. I had tasted some other meads over the years, including a couple of Charlie Papazian's, and just that honey was what did it for me.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just kind of fell into place for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've been making them ever since?
Ever since.
Okay. Now, do you find yourself making more mead than beer?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's evenly split. It works out very nicely because beer is best fermented during the cooler months, and mead is best fermented between 75 and 80 degrees. So I do that during the warm weather months.
Okay.
And about the time that that finishes, it's about the time the wine grapes are harvested in the fall. And everything works out very
nicely. See. All right. That's a very practical way to look at it.
It's a very farmer's almanac.
Yes. Yeah, it's traditional. You do it by the season. And all right, I like that. So tonight, and I just stumbled upon this mead. I'm walking around and doing a bit of show prep to find out what there is to talk about here. And there's so many things. Yeah. And usually what happens is somebody will come up to me and say, you have to try this. Make sure you walk. By the way, it's always on the entirely other side of the room yeah. when this happens. Make sure you go all the way over upstairs and around the corner and try this this Chipotle Lime Mead. And when he said it, I was like, that sounds ridiculous. I'm not going to do that at all.
I think that's a trick. I'm going to end up outside,
yeah.
and I can't get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I listened, and I went, and really impressive. Now, is this it here?
This is it here.
Okay. I'd like to pour us a little bit so that I can, so that you guys can understand what I'm talking about. It's truly a unique mead. What gave you the idea for Chipotle Lime? Were you just throwing things together?
This actually...
is that yours?
Yeah, this is mine. Okay. This actually is a mead that has been a long time in the designing. I won the Mead Maker of the Year award in 1994 with a lime mead. That was a straight lime mead. And that year I went up to Reno and visited Ron Badley, who had won, I think, the previous year.
Okay.
And he had been experimenting with... it was not limes, it was key limes and hot peppers.
Okay.
And he did such a magnificent job that I was very impressed, and I said, someday I'm going to do that. And a few years ago, I tried a straight lime and hot pepper mead, and I liked the results very much, but I decided that this year I would tweak it by using smoked peppers instead, and I think it adds a little bit to it.
And that's the... See, I love getting to interview these guys because you taste it and you can know the ingredients, but there's always something. And you go, I just can't figure out what that one flavor is.
Yeah.
It's the smoked part about it.
That's right.
I like the tweaks. You know, like you can make a beer. Anybody can make a style of beer, Pilsner
yeah.
or a mead in this case, or, you know, whatever. But it's what people do to make it better that you like. I would never even thought of that combination. You know, it's those extra ingredients or the changes like that. That's what fascinates me.
Yeah. Now, for the folks that are here, where's this mead available? Because I think after we talk about it, people are going to want to try it.
It's over that way at the Sonoma Bureaucrats booth.
The Sonoma Bureaucrats.
I think they have probably about half a case left over there.
Okay.
So if you get over there reasonably soon, you've got a good shot at it.
If you want to play along, you can do that.
That's
now,
real good.
Did you have to make this several times to figure out how much Chipotle to put in? I imagine that's a dangerous ingredient.
It is. So I'm chicken, and what I do is I made the lime mead actually 2 summers ago, and then early this year I was getting ready to bottle, and I picked up a pack, I think it was a 3-ounce pack of dried Chipotle hot peppers.
Okay.
And steep them in just enough vodka to cover them and make an extract for a week's time.
All right.
And
why vodka? That
to extract.
It pulls it out of
just
there?
Just to pull the flavors
out. I understand.
Out.
Okay.
And then poured the clear liquid off as an extract and added it at bottling time just to taste.
Okay. See, now you say that you're a chicken, but that's a really smart way to do it because you can't, I mean, once it's in there, that's that, right?
That's right.
You can't change it,
the
man.
Danger of working with spices and herbs
yeah.
is overdoing it. And
so a drop at a time.
Once you've overdone it, that's it.
Right. So what do you think, JP? Did he put in the right amount of...
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a clear definition. It's the spice, and then it's that sweetness to kind of... clear it away.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, oh, and you feel a little burn in the back, just a little tiny bit of my soft palate, but it's really, really non-offensive, and it's great. Because there's a lot of time. Yeah, like you're saying, Byron, you can overdo it and you drink it once and you go, all right, that's too much.
Yeah.
But this is perfect.
Well, and there's definitely a burn, like you say, which sounds like a negative thing to say about anything that you're drinking or tasting.
Except when it has peppers in it.
But it's right. It's a really nice taste. Amelia from Seven Bridges Cooperative is sitting down with us now, and we're going to talk to her about her cider in a little while. But you're trying it with it too. I just wanted to know what you think about this.
I was afraid to try it because I have a thing about spicy stuff.
Yeah.
But I love it.
It's great, isn't it?
It's the perfect amount of spice. It bites you, but it doesn't kick your butt.
Yeah, which is what I don't even eat spicy food, actually. But this, it does. It's just the right amount. Well, tell us about the recipe, Byron, if you would, because maybe people want to know how you did this.
Well, it involves clover honey, fresh squeezed lime juice, a little tartaric acid. We have a special yeast nutrient for meads that we market and use. Pectic enzyme to help clarify whenever you're working with fruit.
Okay.
Some fining agents, which are used for settling, and then the dried pepper extract that I was telling you about a minute ago. And I use Prise de Mousse wine yeast on all my meads. That's a very nice champagne strain that gives a very nice, delicate aromatic.
Okay.
Has a nice alcohol tolerance, and I think it works particularly well with honey.
Do you use that yeast the same way I would a beer? Do you make a starter and then put it in, or is that a dry yeast?
It's just a dried yeast. When you're working with something high alcohol and high acid like this, you don't have to be quite as anal about the yeast cultures and getting it started quite so fast.
Okay.
So we can just pitch them dry most of the time.
Okay. All right, Byron, I want to let you have some fun tonight, so I'll let you go. But I have one more question for you, if you could. It's as short as we could do it, because I know there's probably a lot more answer you'd like to give us. But maybe just a couple of tips of what makes a good mead. I've not made one. I love the beverage. A couple tips on what makes one of these award-winning meads.
Well, for me, it's the clean flavors, you know, where they're called for. Nice aromatic qualities where those are called for. And a good balance, and I like to go subtle. I don't like to go extreme in any particular direction.
Yeah.
And so I'm really interested in these styles. One of my other things recently was working with lime again, was lime and spearmint, and I also was trying for subtlety, something that was there but not overwhelming in
either
direction.
Yeah.
I like to do that a lot, and that's why I end up maybe getting into some of these unusual, odd sort of blends.
Does it see? It seems like mead's maybe a friendlier place to try these non-traditional ingredients. They seem to go better because maybe the sweetness.
Because of the sweetness, I think. Right.
Right. Right. Well, sweet little sweetness will cover a multitude of sins.
I should have added sugar to my beer.
That's a T-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Byron Birch, everybody. Hey, thanks so much for sitting in on the show with us.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you very much.
Hey, do you have some mead in the second round here this week?
Well, it's over now, I believe, but this one was in the second round.
Okay, well, we'll find out tomorrow if Byron is done. You can feel free to stay seated if you want, but I'm not throwing you out of here.
Byron, I have a mead in the second round, too.
Go over there and pour some mead.
Yeah, get some more mead going. Hey, thanks a lot, Byron. I really appreciate it. Wow, JP, you're up against Byron Birch.
I'm up against Byron Birch. Now I wish maybe I can go pull my meads before they get fully judged.
Too late.
Oh, he hasn't said.
You have been judged. All right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Amelia from Seven Bridges Cooperative. And I tried a wonderful cider from her booth, and that's why I wanted to sit her down. It was paired with strawberries. I felt like a sissy, but it tasted fantastic. Could I have the strawberry pairing, please?
Well, I did notice you skipped over here, so I figured
I did skip back.
Something's got to be good.
Hang in there. It's The Session live from the 2009 Oakland NHC. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Isn't there a lockdown store target line?
Hey, Push, the new brewery's looking good.
Thanks, Finn. Piece by piece.
Well, let's fire her up. Whoa! Is that a new kettle?
Yeah, just got it brand new, but paid half price.
What? And that blade scale?
40% off.
The new tap handle?
$5 instead of 13. Got a new regulator for the brew stand, too, but $5 instead of 25.
Dude, where are you stealing all this stuff from?
Where else? The More Beer Deal of the Day.
Announcing the Beer, Beer, and More Beer Deal of the Day. Every day, a new fantastic deal from big items to small that will blow you away. Boil kettles, carboy carriers, sterile siphon starters, digital timers. Watch morebeer.com every day for a new deal, and you just might find the item you've been waiting for at a price you cannot believe. Hurry, because stock is limited on most items.
And that sweet Guinness cap, let me guess.
The More Beer Deal of the Day.
Yeah, I knew it. Come on, let's brew something.
Find the More Beer Deal of the Day at morebeer.com. Celebrity voices impersonated.
Downtown Joe's, located in the historic Oberon Building in beautiful downtown Napa, California, offers an award-winning brew pub experience from 8:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. For 15 years at the corner of 2nd and Main, Downtown Joe's has been voted Best Night Spot 7 times and Best Brew Pub for the last 4 years in a row. Brewmaster Colin Kaminsky's handcrafted ales, like his Tail Wagon Amber Ale and Double Secret Probation IPA, are the perfect accent to riverside dining, live music, and a relaxing outdoor patio. Don't miss the Beer of the Month, special rotating taps, and the BN Army Member Special. Wear your BN gear, get 10% off your beer. Visit downtownjoes.com to make reservations, peruse their extensive calendar of events, or just read more about their fantastic beers. Come enjoy the fine beer, food, and music. Downtown Joe's, the award-winning brew pub where you'll feel at home.
Okay, I rolled a 15 and I get a plus 2 from my yeast starter.
Nope, sorry, you failed your roll. Your beer is infected.
No way!
You had to beat a 24. It's schizosaccharomyces.
This sucks! I just failed versus oxidation! Our party is fracked! Doug's the only one left and his beer is a Berliner Weiss!
What's this? A tea party?
Hey, this is a brew session, man. Get lost!
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Does your significant other know the difference between an Irish red ale and a Flanders red ale? Do you burp, strizzle, spalt, and fart Y-East 2308? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs, ingredients, equipment, and knowledge 24 hours a day at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping, only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the socially awkward Patter's beer and the sci-fi convention showstopper number 8. Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
You're listening to the Brewing Network, because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We're live from Club Night in Oakland, and just, man, what a great time we're having out here.
It's so much fun.
I just need more beer to stay awake for the rest of the evening.
There's me.
We planned our show, I strategically planned the show so that I would have an hour and a half after the end of the show to get back on my feet.
Yeah.
And by back on my feet, I mean drink enough to be off of my feet.
Sure.
And then because when you get that tired, there's only one way back, and that's just to get right back
to power
on the horse
down
and hammer down. Amelia, yeah. Am I right about that? Would you agree?
Yes, the beer helps with the stamina.
Yeah, it really does. It gets you going. Amelia Slayton from Seven Bridges Cooperative. It's the organic homebrew shop in Santa Cruz. And she's sitting with us right now. I brought Amelia over here because I had her cider paired with strawberries. And it was fantastic. It was very nice. But while I was there, I found out about Team Organica, which is it the first all-organic homebrew club?
The first we know about?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great idea.
Great. Perfect.
And we've actually been talking about it for years.
Okay.
But, you know, to get a good homebrew club going, you need to have critical mass of people and time and ideas and energy.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen until now.
Okay. So now, I just have to add, it's an all-organic homebrew club. if I come in there with a half organic beer, I'm not allowed? Is that what happens? It's a very strict...
You can visit us and hang out, but you're not part of the club.
Is there right? You're not? Okay, what if this? What if when I go to the club, I only bring organic beer, but in my spare time, I were to brew, say, one inorganic beer? Do I get kicked out of the club?
No, that's fine.
That's okay?
That's not club time, that's free time.
That's all my free time.
It's like any other club. We're really passionate about brewing.
Yeah.
We just add that extra edge of brewing organic and that extra challenge of trying to brew the best possible beer we can brew.
Yeah.
But we're limiting ourselves to just what we can get that's organic.
Okay. And it's a brand new club, right?
It's brand new in that tonight is the first night we've done anything official.
You're not the only member, are you, Amelia?
No.
How cool would that be, though? She's just standing over there by herself. I'm the Organica Club.
Yeah. Well, I have this beer that I didn't use organic hops out.
Because you throw everybody out, Amelia.
But I will say this. Our membership's probably tripled tonight.
Really? So just anybody who signs the paper is a member right now, right?
Yeah, but you're kicked out if you don't stick to the rules.
Is that right?
So that's how it works.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere, man. Might as well be NHC.
Yeah.
See, in truth, I'm all about the organic brewing, and I would really enjoy it. But it's the asshole of me that would just want to keep trying to push. I would sneak in one or inorganic hop just to argue with Amelia about why I'd still belong in the club.
Yeah.
I just couldn't behave. I don't know what it is.
Well, you are kind of an asshole.
And it would be very entertaining. And, you know, I definitely want to hear your arguments.
Right. Now, is this your first club function coming to Club Night here?
Yes.
It is. You guys are that new. What a way to kick off a club.
Right?
Come out to NHC Club Night. I like that. And how many different all-organic brews are you pouring over there?
We have, we brought eight. We've been serving some at our Seven Bridges booth as well.
Okay.
So some are gone.
Got it.
The oatmeal stout is gone.
It's all gone already. Wow. And you brewed the cider that I had. Anything else over there?
I brewed the Miss Hoppy IPA.
Okay.
And the, what else is going to be poured? Well, we poured the wit, but that's gone.
That's all gone already.
And the red, and that's gone.
Okay.
I think there's Oktoberfest left.
Ooh. All right. Well, a good selection of all organic brews.
And one of our other members brewed an ESB that's awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, I encourage you to go over there and check it out. For anybody who wants to find out about this all-organic club, is there a place they can go do that?
Team Organica booth over there, number 30, I think.
Okay. And online? Is there a website for folks at home?
Not yet.
But they could probably go through Seven Bridges to find
out. Well, email you or something.
They can inquire through Seven Bridges.
Okay.
We'll have an official email and website. Once we wanted to leave it an open book to let the members decide how this club was going to manifest.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to narrowly define anything other than it has to be organic.
Okay. So. Can I recommend I'm Amelia and I'll kick you out if it's not organic.com as your homebrew club name?
Sure.
All right.
We'll consider that.
You should probably go buy it tonight because someone's going to take that up like that.
Consider it recommended.
Yeah. It's really good. Do you want me to spell it for you before you go? I'll write it all out for you.
Sure.
That would be great. Yeah. I'll do it right now. It'd be a nice amount of dead air. I am. All right. Amelia, thanks very much for sitting in with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. All right, JP. We don't have a lot of time, and I'll tell you why we don't have a lot of time.
Please tell me.
Because we've got two brew sculptures to give away from Beer, Beer, and More Beer tonight. How amazing is that? That's right. Two different brew sculptures. Now, look it. I love Beer, Beer, More Beer. I blow them on every show. I realize that.
Yeah. Well,
but
they love you, too.
It comes from a special place.
Yeah, it does.
In a weird way.
It sure does come from a special place.
And the special place for me is from the day that I came up with this kooky idea, they were supportive of it. And I don't know why. They even admitted to me that they thought it was a stupid idea. But they still supported it. So they just have a special place in my heart. And they always prove me right. They keep reinforcing it.
You know, it's like the people who give money to homeless people. It's a dumb idea to do because it's not going to help anything, but you do it anyway because you kind of feel like you should.
Because you have to.
And you know what it is? It's like Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
I see. You
give money to the homeless guy, and suddenly he's banging your wife. That's like the Brewing Network.
Wow. I didn't know where you were going, but now I do. I get
Neither
it.
Neither did I, but now I do too.
Yeah. All right, I can accept that as my relationship with more beer.
But the also the downside is he ends up eating dog food again afterwards. So I think you're on your way down or something.
Well, but no, I'm still on the way up.
You're still on the way up?
Yeah, at least until after tonight. Everything's great right now. Have you heard this show? This show has been fantastic.
It actually has. I've been drinking a lot, though.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is they keep reinforcing my love by doing things like giving away brew sculptures.
That's true.
And I didn't go ask for this. I would have asked for you folks. I would have said, give me a brew sculpture to give away, but I didn't have to.
Right.
Chris and Olin both called me up one day and said, hey, we really want to give away a brew sculpture.
He said, what?
I just laughed.
Is this
like,
a joke?
What is wrong with you two?
Yeah.
But they do. And they're giving away two tonight. So one of them you have to be present to win, which if you're here, obviously you're present.
Yeah, and you know that.
Because you're here. And you had to fill out a card and get into the raffle, and
right.
There was no purchase required. You just have to be here. Now, what sculpture is that for?
That is for the More Beer. It's a 1100 system,
okay.
Which is a flat system.
All right. Oh, yeah. I like the flat ones.
And it's, you know, so the flat has been redesigned, so it has two arms coming up, so you can add on a digital system if you want, a digital package, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How many gallons?
Pretty good. 10 gallons.
10 gallons.
Yes.
All right. Ours is also 10 gallons. There's a picture of it hanging on the speaker right there. And for you folks at home, now you didn't have to be present to win this one. This is part of our More Beer monthly donation giveaway. It's an all stainless frame. It's a gravity system. Also mm-hmm. 10 gallons. It's a beautiful system. It's being displayed right there by our lovely Vanna this year. And look
Jay
at that.
Brew. Yeah.
Yeah. Show us some skin, Jay Brew. Let's
yeah.
see it. All right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Anybody have any pants he can put on, please?
We'll also be raffling off Jay Brew a little later in the program.
I got my tickets.
Stick around. That one. Yeah. So that's the one we're giving away. And the deal with that one is every month, More Beer gives us an item to raffle off. And all you got to do is donate to the BN because, you know, we're because we need the money.
Yeah. Well, that's
so if you're a recurring donor, you're entered into every single monthly raffle automatically. So some of our listeners, they donate $2 a month. They just sign up for the recurring thing. And so for $2 a month, they're entered to win a $2,300 brew sculpture, which is pretty badass. And we thank every one of you for doing that. Otherwise, you could have been here and bought a ticket. If you bought one of those green raffle tickets, you could have done it that way. We'll give you just a couple more minutes to do it. I got one more break ahead of us
one.
Before the raffle.
No, I didn't.
Oh, good, because employees and family of employees are not allowed to
yeah.
raffle.
Yeah.
It would look a little fixed, huh?
In fact, I didn't tell Chad that. I wouldn't be surprised if Chad didn't stick in like 40 tickets on his own. I fear he's going to move out soon, and he knows he can't take my sculpture with him.
Oh, I won.
I'm worried about it. Although he just lost his job,
yeah,
so he can't
go
far, right? I've got him till then.
You know, Chad, I have an empty room at my house if you want to move in with me.
Yeah, you've been hawking
Are
that room
kidding?
For months.
I have a system, Chad, and a conical. I need, you know, come on. I have cats. You know what I learned today, by the way? For all you cat haters, Vinny from Russian River has two cats.
No.
Just want to tell you that.
I guarantee you
Natalie
from Russian River has two
Vinny
cats.
Vinny said he has two kittens.
Natalie has two kittens.
He said he, not Natalie.
No, I'm not buying it.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
All right. We'll
anyway.
See. So we've got a couple of sculptures to give away. More Beer's going to do their sculpture right after the program
right
tonight.
After, so about 10:45.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up as quickly as I can, and they'll give theirs away. We're going to do ours on the air. That's how we're doing
it's
this.
It's better that way.
So, yeah, because ours, you don't have to be present to win. Some of our folks at home
are we live?
Win themselves a sculpture. We're not officially live. We're recording as if we were live, Doc.
Can I use profanity?
We're alive.
Like, which word would you like to use?
More than usual.
No.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like wiener?
Like the F word or like wiener?
Yeah. Wiener's good.
You can
wiener.
Totally
wiener is like the word of the week, isn't it?
Did I tell, I told Doc I have a new mission. I want to add wienery to the BJCP list of
tastes.
Of tastes.
You know what?
Watch, just
all right.
I know it sounds crazy, but.
Hey, Jay, try my beer. Let me know what you think about it.
Okay, let me try it.
All right.
It's really good.
Yeah?
It's a little wienery.
Yeah, well, that's because of the wieners.
It fits, right? Like, right. I know it sounds funny, but it sounds like a fitting description. And now I know what you're thinking.
Well, you have to have tasted wiener to know what wienery is like.
But that's not really true.
No. Have you tasted a horse blanket to know what horse blanket is?
Exactly.
Cat piss.
So wienery is perfectly acceptable, and I think that it should be applied to the BJC.
And yeah, it's like...
You try it, Doc.
Wienery.
See? That's wiener. It's, I don't know. It's just there's something wienery about it.
And you know, I was trying beer with someone a couple weeks ago, and they're like, there's some weird funky flavor, and instantly I just wanted to go wienery.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the
yeah.
guy. So.
Now, can wienery just be the taste, or can it be a jag at the brewer?
Because that takes it out of context, and it's just wrong. It has to be a taste.
But it's an aroma also.
Like, it is an aroma.
See, and I think we have this conversation. It's like oniony.
It's
like an oniony bag. So moldy, bag. Cheesy, oniony. It's like that can be also kind of wienery too.
Yeah. So a musty.
Room full of guys.
That room is wienery. Yeah. Every homebrew event I've ever been to is wienery. Yeah. Including this one.
Yeah, well, there's the ratio.
Especially
sausage taco ratio.
Although, last night in the hospitality suite after pro night, how many of you went up to the hospitality suite after pro night last night? Quite a few of you.
I did.
Did anybody else happen to notice the ladies of the night brought into the hospitality suite last night?
I heard about this.
Hey, what's a convention without a couple of those? Come on.
I mean, we are in Oakland.
Didn't I call it 6 months ago? I said, who's going to be, what event is going to be the first one to have professionals work in the room?
There were two ladies of
Vegas.
The night. And I heard that one guy left with both of them at the end of the night.
I saw him talking to him a lot.
Yeah, that's a mile right
that's
there.
Mile.
He left with both of them. They Eiffel Towered him.
That's for his wallet.
Yeah. And his health.
Yeah.
All right. I'd love to just sit here and do this all night, but we have a lot
to
do. What I want to know, Doc, is some notable beers. I saw you walking around the room trying a few beers. Let's give some props to people. What'd you find?
My beer.
JP's beer?
No, I was being you.
Oh.
My beer.
No. The coconut porter over at Quaff.
Yeah?
Smoking. It was really well balanced. It had I could tell it was roasted fresh coconut, too.
Okay.
It was nice. And then Icky's beer.
Icky's?
Yeah, I had the Berliner Weiss over there. And I made him make up a special batch of the pina colada for me.
Oh, okay.
I made him scramble for shit. So.
See, I went to Icky's Club, and I'm looking down the list for Icky's beer, but the first beer on the list was Vagina, that one I told you about. It was Vagina IPA.
And you stopped at Vagina.
No, that was the one that was the one next door.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe I never even made it to Icky's booth because I saw Vagina.
The number two was Shut the Fuck Up.
I don't know. I didn't make it past Vagina.
Yeah.
My
wife wouldn't try that one.
Why not? Who doesn't want to try Vagina?
My wife. I've tried.
Did anybody see that? You did? Tonight?
Yeah.
She won't do it.
Huh? Oh.
No. You guys have been married a long time, so I'm sure you've tried a lot.
Three beers, man.
Evan.
That's all I asked.
Yeah. Oh, man, I saw that beer, and I was like, I got to have some Vagina.
And how was it?
It's been a while.
Was it good?
Did you mix the chocolate porter and the Vagina? And
oh, shit. Yeah, I should mix it with chocolate and Vagina. It was a really good IPA.
Really?
But even if it was bad, it would be good.
Now, what was the overall aromatic of that?
I don't know.
What's the opposite of wienery?
I bet it was wienery.
What's the opposite of wienery?
No, it was lacking wienery.
I don't want to get into it. I'm about to get offensive. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right.
All right. Hey, why don't we give some stuff away?
All right. Let's do that.
Can we give something away?
Are we done with the raffles? Have we sold enough tickets?
One last chance. Anybody want to buy another raffle ticket?
We might have to go to... Are all of them in there, including the ones from the online operations? Wow. All right. What we have here is the BN raffle. My mom made this for us. How sweet is
that? Thanks, Mom.
My mom made the BN raffle, man.
And by the way, if any of you went to BNA4, the lovely lady handing out glasses was Justin's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And the guy selling merch was his dad.
That was my dad. Yeah, my spare dad. Spare dad flew out just for the thing.
You unpacked him and everything.
Yeah.
Come on, spare dad, time to go. Wind you up.
Yeah. Spare dad was overwhelmed by BNers. You guys did a great job of flooring my dad.
I never met him.
When he was leaving, he was like speechless. I don't even know what to say. I tried to warn him because he's never seen this stuff. He's known. I've talked to him about it for a while, and he just thinks I'm practically homeless and following some stupid, you know.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Like he helped me pay for college. Yeah. So he's like, so what are you doing now? Well, Dad, I told you, I'm running the Brewing Network. Oh, how do you make money with that? Don't worry about it, Dad. It's going to be fine. But I've been telling him it's going well. He's just never seen it. But he finally got to see it, and he didn't even know what to say. He said, "This is unbelievable." And he had people like Blooby Glop coming up to him, you know.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
You should. It's so nice.
By the way, Bloober Glop is handcuffed to Baloo. They look like the number 10 walking down the street.
Ah, Baloo's your BFF. Yeah, quick update, folks at home. Bloober Glop's had multiple BFFs. I've seen you handcuffed to Baloo, Brew Tattoo. The guy with the nutters, I saw you handcuffed
nutter
to
guy.
The guy, nutter guy. Anybody I'm missing? Who else have you been? I really want Blobber, I want him handcuffed to Mufasa by the end of the night. Do you think we could make that happen?
And then walk the street.
Where's Mufasa, if you can hear me, get your ass over to the BN booth.
Wouldn't that be great
please.
And take him around Oakland at night?
Who made the cuffs because they're like zirconia?
The rhinestone.
Well, I've got an interesting answer to that for you, Doc. Those actually belong to Bevo and Sam.
Oh!
Yeah, the newlyweds.
Nice.
The newlyweds had their own handcuffs.
Yeah, I think...
You dirty, dirty Christian.
No, I think Bevo handcuffs him somewhere so she doesn't have to deal with him anymore.
Is that it?
Yeah, she handcuffs him and puts him in the back of the truck.
They're not sexy time handcuffs?
They're
get away from me handcuffs?
You know Sam.
They've never been used on me.
Well, who the hell is Sam using them on?
Wow.
The dog?
I like control.
Ew! Have you guys seen Sam? I just had to picture Sam all bound up on your bed.
Going, ow, 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 ow.
Sam, do you like being handcuffed? He likes it. Look at that face. Wow. I am totally disgusted by you two.
Sam's a power bomb.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to announce it again. I want Mufasa handcuffed to Blarber Gleeby Glooby Glop. All right. The don't have to be present to win. I am so excited. We've been wanting to give away sculpture for years. More Beer's been excited about it. I want to thank them. You go to morebeer.com, and they donated this beautiful B3-1000. You can see a version of it over at their Tiki Hut booth or on the picture right here. The only difference between the booth one over there is that this one's actually an all stainless frame. If you're present, we'll be drawing a green ticket, so you'll know right away if I pull out a green ticket that somebody here is winning that sculpture. Otherwise, it was one of our wonderful donors listening online.
Oh,
so are you guys excited? Did you all buy? Raise your hand if you bought a ticket. You guys got tickets in here?
Got the golden ticket.
Oh, I'm going to have steak this week. This is great. I'm not inviting you, Doc. I'm going to have steak by myself. Yeah. All right. Bevo, would you like to pull out the ticket? Would you like to pull it out?
You got control, baby.
Or maybe, I don't know, the lovely Blooby Glooby Globby Glop would. It's up to you. People want the Beav.
Bevo.
I'm hearing some Bevo. You're good luck, Bevo. All right. Place the raffle man onto the table. Yeah, make sure. Don't drop any tickets out. Someone will call the whole thing a fraud if even one. Check the floor. Is anything on the floor?
Frauding.
We're good?
No, look down. Bend over and look.
Can I get clarified?
Yeah, I tried.
That was a good effort.
Yeah.
Man, she is a little slow, too, if you were just like. All right. Everything's good. Thank you, Viva.
I tried.
All is right with the world.
What
Sam,
are we doing?
Abusing Sam's wife.
Yeah.
All right, Bevo. So if it's a green ticket, you'll be reading the number. And if it's a gray one, you'll be reading the name. And I want you to read it with some oomph. I want you to feel it. I want you to sound like you're just about to handcuff Sam to the bed.
Like you just had a beer that was so overwhelmingly wienery.
Yeah.
That you're satisfied now. Yeah. You don't want any other beers.
All right. Dig around in there. It's a one-shot deal. Someone's going to win the sculpture tonight. I'm excited. I have to pee.
You're so excited you have to pee. Oh! It's a green one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a green ticket.
What does that mean, Justin?
Everyone pull out your tickets. Whip them out.
Back to you in the studio, Justin.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is... You come around here.
Yeah, Bevo, what are you doing?
Come sit on my lap, Bevo.
Oh.
I don't mean that. I'll let you use my microphone. What that means is that somebody here is going home with, well, maybe not going home tonight, but you're getting yourself a Brew sculpture, a B3-1000. Get your tickets out. You're going to be reading your number.
I bet this person doesn't sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Let me see your tickets. Hold your tickets up. Who got them?
Tickets up. Who's
got them?
Tickets?
There we go.
Here's all
here we go.
I'll bet they don't sleep tonight.
Here we go.
Come on, say it in a sexy voice.
0-3.
Wait. That's what you sound like just before you handcuff him?
0-3 Samuel Samuel Moore, please get on the floor.
Try
and
again.
Take them off.
Really?
Here, Bevo, I'll show you how to do it. Bevo, it's 0-3.
Okay. 0-3.
That's condescending.
2-0-2-4.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, I get
0-3-2-0-2-4.
0-3-2-0-2-4. I win! They're dead. Call another number.
They're dead. They were on their way up here. Someone tackled them.
They got caught up in Hooker Central.
0-3-2.
Come on, I wanted somebody to go.
0-2-4.
Where is it?
Oh, come on. Don't disappoint us.
Yeah, it is disappointing.
You know, maybe it's Blobber, but we're not reading.
He can't reach into his pocket?
Well, we're not reading Canadian numbers.
Oh.
Maybe that's what it is.
What are Canadian hieroglyphics?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Apparently, we're not going to see our winner live on the program. But we will see them tonight.
That's true.
Because if they don't come up to me tonight, they don't get their sculpture. They have to be, if it's a green ticket, they have to be present. So what I'll do is on the house PA, I'll draw another number before the end of the evening. So you guys will know. We'll do a big announcement. You might still have a chance to win. In the meantime, if 032-024 is here, come on up and claim your sculpture. If not, we'll do the drawing for the folks here. And, you know, if it's a listener, we'll just have to email them.
Yeah,
so
I didn't check my tickets.
You can't have tickets, Doc. Chad's,
sure?
Chad's like right now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, you dropped this one. Let's do it again.
Maybe that's what it is. Somebody bought like 75 tickets or just going down the numbers right now.
Come on. You know your friend has the ticket.
All right. So we're going to wrap things up so we can go have some fun. And like I said, we'll do – just stick around, folks. If they don't come claim it, I'll do it on the big PA. Somebody else might win this sculpture. Once more, 032-024 for the Moore Beer sculpture. I want to give just a real fast rundown. I want to give some props to clubs I saw. Like I said, Hayes was great. Chico Homebrew Club, they have a dummy set up, like a scarecrow with Charlie Papazian's face on it. Did you guys see that? It was pretty cool.
I saw Charlie next to the...
Yeah. When I walked by, Charlie was hugging it, like taking pictures with himself.
Probably still over there.
That was great. Hey, the Bay Area Brew Crew, I had a great barley wine from them. Had a nice, kind of a pine flavor to it. It was a really good barley wine. I like that. The Mad Zymergists are here. How about Chad had to like this one. He probably spent half the night there. Hot Barley in the Ailers. It's all reggae theme over there.
No problem.
No problem, man. Shout's probably handing out cookies.
What was that iron rusty nail thing or whatever it was?
Steel bottom.
Rusty bottom. Steel
the rusty bottom, man.
Rusty trombone. No,
what's
that's
it called
thing.
Again?
Steel,
is
steel
that the,
bottom.
Is that the rusty bottom? The steel bottom?
Steel bottom.
Hey, Wally's here. Hey, so Pro Night. It was all shit. What a great... All those beers, all those breweries... this guy, he worked his ass off the last couple months on that night, and a lot of breweries. I was pretty proud of him, man. I was up in my room crying like a girl. I was so proud of him. Good job, Chad. Nah, I was out drinking.
Yeah, you were.
But I thought about it for like a half a second about what a good job.
But I saw him stressing.
Yeah, he was a little stressed last night. He wanted y'all to have a good time. So good job, Chad.
Just
I really
make sure
liked
you
it.
Did.
Long Beach Homebrewers, they came up from the LBC.
Yeah.
They're all thugged out over there. It's very fitting for the LBC if you've never been there.
I feel safe.
And I had Julian over there. I had his Russian Imperial Stout. Did you try that, Doc?
Yes, I did.
Molasses and Pete's Coffee Espresso he put in there.
Oh.
Really nice beer. He says he put in very little coffee into it, but it tastes a lot like coffee. He said most of it was like the malt that he really got. He accented the flavors of the malt with very, very little coffee. Great beer. The Slobs over there. Yeah, gotta love the Slobs. There was a there's a homebrew club from Maryland. Did you see that?
Really?
There's a homebrew club right over there from Maryland. Let me get my notes right. I gotta make sure I got the right
the Maryland Homebrew Club.
Midnight Homebrewers League. The Midnight Homebrewers League from Maryland. Unless there's
a
Maryland, California that I don't know about.
A long way.
That's a long way to come for club night.
You know, they probably don't know about Pacheco, California, so
I'll give them the tour. I'm happy to give them the tour.
Do it.
And a club near and dear to my heart, they told me that I something I said to them, some insult I made, I'm sure of it, was part of the impetus for their name. The Mash Holes from Massachusetts.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's their one-year anniversary. You guys founded your club at, what, at club night last year? Is that what happened? And is it true that I walked by and called one of you a mash hole, and then you thought, oh, that could be a club name, or was that someone just, what is it? Oh, mass holes.
See, you can't even get it right.
And I said it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I said that. I said the word.
Happy anniversary.
Hole before.
The mass hole. That's what it was. I called you a mass hole. Yeah, now you're. See, now you can switch it. We can have your 1 year anniversary again next year. Just keep. I'll call you some new insult every year, and you can just keep changing.
Wienery.
All the mass holes also.
Yeah, the Wienery Homebrew Club.
I got to go buy wienery.com tonight.
Let's do it right now. Doc, buy wienery.com.
That can't still be available, right?
You're gonna. Oh, God. There's a, never
one
never
of the mass holes about to show you his wiener.
A guy in a skirt.
Wow. All right, Mass. So they all went on the BNA 4 bus tour with us, too. That was cool, man. You guys were, I think, the largest group on the bus. So thanks, man. Thanks for coming out. All right, Doc, another good year, right?
It's already a year.
You have to think about it.
Wait.
Another good event. Not for us. I mean, for the NHC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I guess it was another good year for us, too. It's
Well, after our anniversary. It coincides real nicely, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
I forget which one I'm celebrating. That's a problem. I got to start separating them so I can celebrate both equally.
That's what Chad's for.
Well, everybody's been asking me, how are we going to top BNA4?
I don't think we can. I think we have to skip next year.
The answer is BNA5.
But we can't top it.
Sure,
BNA 4 was pretty badass.
Yeah, it was.
I don't
light
know what
Doc
to do.
On fire next year.
I think maybe strippers next year.
You know what we should do? We should fire Doc out of a cannon. Boom.
Yes! That's how we top it. Yeah. Doc, I'm glad you asked.
Thanks.
Here's our plan. We're going to get a big cannon.
Yeah, and fire
break
you
my
the
other
hell
foot.
Out of it.
I want to do it out of the Doc compound. That would top BNA 4.
Oh,
if we could maybe send the wife to the Bahamas for the weekend and have Doc stock. BNA 5 will be Doc stock out on the compound.
We were talking then.
Think about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Bunch of naked people running around.
You know, it's 12 acres, man.
See?
I think we're going to do that for Doc's birthday.
And we could have the goat races.
We'll have goat races. That might be the only way to top BNA 4 is Doc stock. See what
we'll
can do.
We'll talk about this one, but good.
You want me to talk to the old lady about it? See if I can get it.
See how far away we can send her?
Yeah.
How far away do you want to go?
Did anybody see Doc's wife here tonight? See her running around?
Yeah, she's looking pretty good, huh?
I was right?
Yeah.
I wasn't exaggerating. Doc's got himself a trophy
wife. She had a great time meeting everybody.
She did?
Really, oh, yeah.
Doc, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She had a great time.
All right.
She really had a good time. She found some great beers that she liked.
Good.
And, everybody was stopping me to say hi, and I introduced her to everybody, and she really, really had a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. I'm glad to hear that. Because we take you away to these things so much, I want her to see that it's a fun event.
Well, so many people were thanking her for giving me to them. You know?
Thank you for giving us Shorty Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So I think she had a pretty good time. She got to see everybody and see how big the BN really is.
Yeah.
And so it was a good thing.
So she understands that size matters.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of size... Starting to hear a bunch more Scotty talks, you know. Little 2.5 gallon cornies being called Scotties. Gotta love
that. Yeah, I'm starting to call them Scotties now.
2.5. If you haven't heard yet, the little corny kegs, they're now called Scotties.
Yeah.
Tell a friend, pass the word.
And the fives are called Hummers.
They're called Hummers. They're the
Because what comes out of a Hummer? A Scotty.
Yeah.
And a handshake. But, you do it right.
Somebody asked me how many kegs you bring in, and I said, I'm only bringing like 5 Scotties. And I go, okay. So I guess I'm in too.
I love it. All right, we got to give away another sculpture. We got to go have some fun. Thank you, Club Night and National Homebrewers Conference.
Everybody, go shift over to the Moorbeer booth.
That's right. Just go right around the corner. We'll be on the big PA. And like I said, if this sculpture doesn't get claimed, we'll read ours off again and see if we can get another winner. So I'll take care of you guys. All right. What a great time. Thanks for having us, American Homebrewers Association.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It'll be a good time. Doc, good job. Bevo, thanks for all the work you've done tonight.
Thanks
great
for the
job.
Handcuffs.
Sorry, that microphone's not working very well. Bevo said thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There you go. And Jipper?
What?
I don't know. You must have taken Xanax or something. You're in a great mood. You're very wienery tonight.
I gotta give away shit.
Go give away shit. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
me that American crew more than want a real homebrew. Homebrew, don't you really love that homebrew? Can't get enough of it. Homebrew, it blows my mind. I love homebrew all of the time. Yeah, I think I'll have it. Well, I'll have it one right now. I'll take a Belgian brew at a time, and the women say the lambic fine. But don't you give me that American crude, boys, I want a real homebrew. Homebrew, don't you really love it, that a homebrew? Can't get enough of it. Homebrew, it blows my mind. I love homebrew all of the time. Yeah, I think I'll have it. Well, I'm the one right now. Love that home.